Blackstone Audio presents The Burning Lake, a Volk Thriller by Brent Gelfie. Part 1. Everything she wrote was on the edge. Vitaly Yaroshevsky, deputy editor of Novaya Gazeta, eulogizing slain journalist Anna Politkovskaya. Chapter 1. Dead of winter in Moscow, darkening skies, the day fading to night behind storm clouds. The city crackles under layers of ice and wet-packed snow as I crunch along the pathways between the pines and silver birches in Victory Park. The park is nearly empty. My breath trails behind me in lonely streamers. I have a sense that something evil is about to hatch. Another mass grave spilling bodies, maybe. One more reminder of Stalin's reign of terror. All these years later, the horror of those times should linger only in aged memories, yellowing documents and sepia photographs. But rotted flesh and broken bones keep blooming from the soil to remind us that the past never ends. A cold shiver passes through me. How many times in my life has a premonition of evil been followed by the real thing? Ahead looms the obelisk atop Poklonia Hill, marking the spot where Napoleon gazed over the spiritual capital of Russia while he waited in vain for news of the Kremlin's surrender. Moscow burned on that long-ago night, engulfed in flames before Napoleon could occupy his prize. Now, in the gathering darkness, the first lights of the city provide only the illusion of warmth.